Good morning again. Yeah, I just want to build for 1 second on what Deb was saying and make a couple of clarifications here that I think are significant to the type of work that we're trying to do. Some of us here, like Chief Red Cloud, are heads of state. They represent sovereign nations. He is here on behalf of the Treaty Council of the Tetuan Oyate, which is all of the seven campfires of the Lakota Nation. That's a head of state, just like President Bush, if you want to call him that, and the various and assorted other heads of state. Some of us here, like myself, I'm the head of what is called a non-governmental organization, or basically just an organization called the American Indian Law Alliance. We aren't sovereign. We don't have the status of a nation. All we do is work in support of various issues. That's the same with Oweaku. It's a grassroots organization based on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation that works to support the efforts of our indigenous nations. Carrie Dan is here on behalf of the Western Shoshone Defense Project, which is also an NGO, but the Western Shoshone National Council is a sovereign government with a head of state, just as Chief Red Cloud is the head of state. And heads of state can enter into treaties dependent upon the form of government that they use. So Carrie Dan's Western Shoshone National Council and the head of the Lakota Treaty Councils can enter into a treaty between nation states. A resolution comes from an organization or a gathering like this, where many different representatives of organizations, nations, whatever, come together and issue a statement that is just coming out of a statement of on what we would like to see happen as a group of people. The reason that we've drafted two separate documents, one being the resolution that we're just now discussing and that Tupac commented on and Deb, is because we are not all heads of state here, so that has to be a resolution. The treaty that we talked about yesterday, I think I read out yesterday afternoon, that we can, of course, still address later on today, but the treaty, which contains some of the same principles about rescinding the papal bulls, and I think what Tupac said is very apropos, that we need to also be proactive, saying we don't acknowledge its existence. We can put that in the treaty, but I, as the head of the American Indian Law Alliance, cannot sign on to a treaty. That has to be between the representatives of the sovereign indigenous nations that are represented here. So the purpose of having a treaty and a resolution is so that we can go back with two documents basically saying the same thing, but one is asserting our sovereignty and the fact that we do not recognize the system that is oppressing us, that we are still standing upon that sovereignty, upon that government, upon those cultures, upon those languages that existed far beyond the time of contact, and that our law is supreme to that law, and that we are relying upon that in our efforts. The resolution becomes the practical document that, as Deb said, we take to our communities, that I take back to New York City with me and start to strategize with my staff and figure out ways that we can use the resolution in the United Nations. We can take that to the Holy See's office in New York City and say, we have this resolution from this gathering, and we want to start talking to you about ways to rescind that. So it's all of our approaches have to be multi-phased. We have to come at things from a variety of different angles, which is why you have people like me here who work on the international level. But we have a warrior society here who's protecting the camp that is also putting together our strategies. We have to be working all the way up and down the line. We have to be working on the local level in Bennett County and in Meade County, but we also have to be working up at the United Nations. And these different tools that we bring and these different documents that we're putting together are just to facilitate that work, other than the treaty. Because the treaty is the real document which says who we are, where we come from, and why we're here. The rest of it is just helping people like Deb and me and Julie, who are trying to do this work, to have weapons in our arsenals that we can take back to the forums in which we're working. So I think that we need to keep those concepts clear, and that's a part of, I think, also the decolonization process that Bring Back the Way is always talking about, that we talk about in the training sessions, that we're taught to see, we're not taught to think of ourselves in those different ways. We're taught to think of ourselves as an oppressed nation. But it's very important that we begin to recognize that we have sitting here in front of us a head of state, and that head of state is capable of entering into treaties with the other heads of state that are represented here. And we're here to support them in their work through our organizations, through our grassroots efforts, whatever. So I too want to endorse what Tupac said, that we need another whereas in both the what are we calling that thing? Resolution that says, whereas we do not nor never have recognized the papal bulls or whatever the language we use is, that's a good one. But we also need the whereas that says we're going to support each other in steps to rescind these papal bulls upon their level, because this helps us in our work. And then in the treaty, I think we can go further to, you know, the time before they came out with papal bulls and our natural law and the laws that govern our nations. That's, I guess, all I'll say for now. Wopila.